The Blue Ridge Parkway Association has been awarded a $438,000 National Scenic Byways Grant to market the 469-mile Blue Ridge Parkway that traverses southwest Virginia and western North Carolina. The federal grant will be used to highlight the cultural, historical, and recreational landmarks, natural features, and activities available along the parkway through the development of a user-friendly website, electronic marketing, ad campaigns, and trade shows.
We have an agreement with the Mitchell County Chamber, and they help us there at the Museum of North Carolina Minerals. So any boost to travel along the parkway is certainly going to bring more people into that facility and let them learn about things to see and do in the region. They're going to try to develop some signage to note that the Blue Ridge Parkway is an All-American Road, the highest status that the U.S. Department of Transportation gives to any roadway. In addition to that, most of the counties in the mountain region were, just a couple years ago or so, declared a National Heritage Area. And right now, building in Asheville, a facility that will be a regional destination center. That center will give people an idea of what to do along the parkway corridor, not just right there in Asheville. That's going to encourage people to travel off the parkway because we recognize the economic benefit that we have to the regions that we pass through. Blue Ridge Parkway, in many respects, it's long, it's relatively narrow. It's a gateway to the communities that we go through. So, you know, there's going to be, I think, a positive impact. And on top of both those things, we're going to be planning pretty soon for our 75th anniversary coming up in 2010. You know, there are a lot of things at work that I think is going to boost travel, not only to the Minerals Museum, but, you know, all the areas along western North Carolina, and certainly not least of all Mitchell and Avery, Yancey, all of those surrounding counties.
Phil Noblet is a spokesman for the Blue Ridge Parkway. Despite recent declines in visitation, the parkway still receives nearly 20 million total visits a year. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.